Phone lines filling up fast on this Thursday morning. If there's something you'd like to discuss, join the conversation at 938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things off today on Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was just listening to you talking about millennials and their cooking.
Yes.
Yeah. As far as baking birthday cakes, I think a lot of people go to the grocery store and pick up a cake mix. That's easier than starting from scratch.
Here's a quick tidbit for you, and I don't want to sidetrack this, but did you know that there are three ingredients in those ready-made cakes that you get out of a box? Because they determine that as human beings, we like the number three, and we feel like we've actually done some baking. In reality, all you really need to do is add water, right? But they add extra ingredients, so it feels like we're baking when we're really not.
Oh, sure, you got to stick it in the oven and bake it.
Thanks for your call.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Thank you for the beautiful people. Yesterday, I got a car. And also, thank you, Val, for telling me about it. And thank you to the doctor that has been looking after this family. Thank you. God bless.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes. I'd like to salute Joel for being such a hard worker.
All right. Good for Joe.
Perfect.
938-0600. Toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Hey, can I boot some people in our community who are working as scammers?
Sure.
Received this email from Sask Power, and apparently there is a scam going on right now. Sask Power has been notified of a significant increase in fraudulent activity, and so what's happening is the scammers are pretending to represent Sask Power. They call, they email, sometimes they physically visit businesses, and what they do is they claim that unless the resident or the business submits payment on the spot, the power is going to be disconnected immediately, and the scammers have been known to ask for payments through cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. So what Sask Power is saying is, A, that's not the way we function. We don't accept Bitcoin, so nothing. And secondly, we also don't come to your store and say, hi, we're shutting off the power if you don't pay us right now. Like, if you'll have been contacted a number of times. You'll have a number of interactions with Sask Power before they would ever shut off your power. So if somebody shows up at your door and says, yeah, give me some Bitcoin right now or this thing is done, it's a scam, so you should call the RCMP.
Again, but how?
Why don't these people use their power for good? Can you imagine all the good things in the world that could happen if these scammers spent half of their energy on good things?
Agreed. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to boot the federal government. A lot of people don't do their income tax online. Have to do a paper forms and go to the post office to get the paper forms in Vanscoy or Delisle, and the only thing the federal government sent out was French forms.
Oops.
I guess we'll boot Trudeau. How's that? We'll just another reason to boot the little SOB.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. It's just a thing of today is, eh? A month from today, the Cougar and her cub get married, eh? In England there.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I bring that up.
All right.
Thanks very much.
That being Harry and...
She's not a cougar?
Is there an age
difference? Meghan Markle?
I don't even know. Is there an age difference?
Well, you know what? What I've always been told is, do you have those... it's a scar from some injection that we got when we were in school. They call that a cougar bite. If you have one of those, you're a cougar.
A booster shot, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Because it leaves a little mark on your left shoulder.
Yeah.
Because I think the last time, I don't know what the last year that they gave those out. But anyway, they call them cougar bites. So if you have one, you're of that age.
Do you have one?
Of course I have one.
Oh, okay.
I'm a cougar, man. Come on.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to boot like CTV and CBC and big media that are really not telling the whole truth about, they said the asylum seekers. Well, they're not asylum seekers. They're not coming from a war-torn country. They're freeloaders. They're illegals. And I think what we should do is turn right around and send them back, not have the RCMP come out and carry their luggage and stuff like that. Let's wake up, Canada. please.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I like to boot the weather. It's not snowing out there.
All right.
You're a lonely man on an island.
Good morning, Boots and salutes.
Yes, I want to salute every person in this earth that's helped the Broncos out. What a great world we live in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell you what was it, 15.1, when they shut down the GoFundMe for the Humboldt Broncos, $15.185 million had been raised by like 150,000 different people from all around the world.
Yep.
Isn't that incredible?
Absolutely incredible. You bet. Yeah.
See, people are good. Luke Bryan is right. Most people are good.
I would agree. And of course, yesterday announced Country Thunder going to be putting on a big bash in Saskatoon next Friday night.
And what I found fascinating about that is some of the artists who are coming, including Chad Brownlee. He was a draft choice of the Vancouver Canucks.
Absolutely. He plays in their alumni games, by the way.
How many buses do you think the Hunter brothers have been on over their hockey career? Because what, five out of the six brothers are, elite levels, like up to professional hockey. So they really get it. They really understand. And really, think about these guys. Brett Kissel. How many hours does he travel on a bus? These guys tour on buses. They know the experience of the long rides.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, tickets are available through Ticketmaster.ca. And, again, proceeds will benefit the Humboldt Broncos. So.
Yeah, and some of the other ones. Jess Moskaluk is in there. Gord Bamford is part of the show. Dallas Smith. Also, too, Scott Ford was telling me that they're going to have the stage at the far end, so it's going to be a capacity of 13,000 people.
Okay.
So this place is going to be way, way cool. Also, you check out our fan page on Facebook or cjwwradio.com. There's an option where you can bid online on some autographed jerseys, and when they announce your name at 9 o'clock that night as the winner, then you go backstage and you get it autographed by whoever is supplied the jersey.
That's neat.
That is very cool.
Yeah. So again, go to Ticketmaster.ca for your tickets. Again, still some great seats available for next Friday night at SaskTel Center. Quickly, if you go online to cjwwradio.com, you can have your say. The question, should buffer zones between retail cannabis outlets be relaxed for the Broadway District in Saskatoon? So far, 82% say no. The rest say yes. You can have your say just by going to cjwwradio.com. Coming up, we've got birthdays, anniversaries after 8 o'clock, and a concert announcement for you. And we don't do this very often. I can't actually remember a time we've ever done this.
What's that?
Not only are we going to make the concert announcement,
right?
We're going to give front row tickets away for the concert.
Really?
All at one time.
Way cool.
That's coming up in
about... Are you going to tell me who the concert is?
Not for about 60 minutes, I won't.
Man. All right, carry on. So
hang on for that coming up. And, of course, the legendary working song for your chance to win. That'll do it for Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.